Well, this is Mike, and we have a very special guest on today's show. Miss Teresa Croft is a live speaker, passionate about helping people, spreading their message around the world with a purpose for promotion, profits, using video, and social networking. Hey, Teresa, you're live with Mike. What's up?
Hey, Mike. Great to be here. Golly, it's so awesome to get to talk to you. So excited what you guys are doing with Extreme Christian Radio. You definitely are making a mark, and I just want to tell you thank you, Mike, for your spirit of excellence all these years. And my husband Dave's here too, Dave Croft, and it is such an honor to be talking to you and on Extreme Christian Radio.
Yeah, if y'all don't know, listeners, if you notice Teresa sometimes posts on our Facebook page itself, she's one of our, I can say, deepest friends that is actually a prayer partner, almost a prayer partner, but she prays over us continuously, and that is what ministry is all about.
Amen, amen. And we've actually started a live prayer, too. I mean, we pray a lot with our ministry here, but we pray live Monday through Sunday. And I used to be in Christian radio, and I was having a discussion with my husband, Dave, who's sitting here, and he challenged me about the difference, Mike, between gifts and talent. And long story short, he challenged me to pray every day. And I used to pray on the radio station. You know, we had like a prayer time, as I'm sure you guys do. And so we've been doing that now since, I think, July or maybe June. And we, at 6:45 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, we go on a platform called Freecast. And we actually, Mike, we screen capture it so we can play it over at thekingdommessengernetwork.com. So then it's available recorded in a YouTube. As you know, YouTube will play on smartphones. So it's just, we prayed through you guys just recently through the storm, Mike. We were relaying your emergency prayer request, so. Yeah, prayer is definitely on our heart. Let me have Dave say hello.
Okay.
Praise God.
Praise God. Hey, Dave, what's up, man?
Well, my wife threw the phone at me, so let me get the phone back up. just excited about the day and the hour in which we live, but excited about what Christ is doing and how he's revealing himself and more of his glory is coming forth, and we're beginning to see the sons and the daughters of the kingdom of God be manifested. And so it's just an exciting time to us to see what's going on.
Thank you for telling me that. I want to also thank you for praying for me on a number of occasions, an email that your wife wrote to you. We are proud to say thank you for being our friends, for sure, and thank you for being there on the web itself. Without you, I mean, what will the world be without what you're doing right now?
Well, we want to be the light in the darkness, so we want to keep shining. We don't want to cover up the light. We want to just put it on top of the hill so it shines brighter.
Alrighty. Yeah, in the Bible it says, be the salt and light of the world. And that's what we're doing on these networks all around this country. And we're also on smartphones ourselves. We just bought out, you know, a application that allows us to do BlackBerry, iPhones, so forth on our radio station. And the one you're going to be live on the air with us, during this interview coming up, you will be on every smart devices around the world.
That's awesome. That's awesome to hear.
So what's the number one prayer request that you have right now besides support?
Right now, the equipment. We're moving into the expansion mode, so we need a soundboard, of course.
Right.
That's costly. We need a few mics. I mean, we are doing interviews like 90 to nothing here, and we have bands coming in. We need at least 4 mics with all the cords. And we also have that vision going on of the video production of, you know, our new network is Christian Films, where we're going to go out into the neighborhoods and just shoot short films on reality of the world, what the world is coming into.
Mm-hmm.
And so we need a camera.
Right. Yeah, that's right. I think you shared that with me. That's good. You know, Mike, what I'm amazed, you know, I love video, and that's part of what we do at the KingdomMessengerNetwork.com. We really are very passionate to help people spread their message using video. And I got to tell you this, and any of your listeners listening right now, I've bought the expensive cameras through the years, as Dave knows. I've bought even the, you know, the expensive editing software. The world, it's just amazing what you can do with a smartphone and an iPhone. Our daughter, Heather, she's in college, and she was saying, you know, Mama T, tell me, what camera should I buy? I said, Heather, stop. What do you mean, what camera? You got an iPhone. From that iPhone, you can shoot great video. You can upload it to your YouTube, or better yet, do it on SocialCam, and then SocialCam's going to throw it to... So, I don't know, this is on my heart. Don't ever limit, you know, 2 Kings 4, when the widow was in debt, and she went to the prophet, and he says, what can I do for you? And then he said to her, as she was explaining the debt, and the debtors were coming to get her sons, he says, what do you have in your house? So this is not just to you, Mike, but someone else listening. They know they have a message, and they just want to get it out, and no better way than online. What do you have in your house?
Right now, I got an iPad, and I've been using that. And
good.
It captures perfect pictures, and I just found out it captures perfect video.
Yes.
But it takes so much memory because of the, you know, pixels and the voice and everything else. It's crazy.
Yeah, that is true. But you know, I guess if you keep them short, 2 to 3 minutes, I know that might be too short for what you're looking to do. But I tell you what, it's just amazing. Technology is, I get very excited because I went to college back in the days when we had the cameras and the big editing bays. And then around 2005, I started playing around with video while I was still at the radio station. And I was amazed at what you could do on your computer. And now here we are, 2012, and you know, I have a Mac. I throw stuff in my little iMovie, and just because of saving time. So, you know, to wrap all that, I mean, there's never a greater day to use technology to spread the good news of Jesus Christ. You know, the enemy's going to use that technology to train for their so-called holy war. Why don't we use the same technology to advance the kingdom of God? And that's part of the passion that we have at the KingdomMessengerNetwork.com, Mike. We want to network with people like Extreme Christian Radio. We want to network with groups that are diligent and faithful to hear the call of God. Because I'm sure, Mike, when God called you back in 2008, and here it is 2012, and you're like, what do you want me to do, God? Kind of like Noah trying to build the ark. But here you are standing, and you're playing all kinds of Christian music. You're doing interviews. You're impacting the world, Jesus Christ. That is exciting, and that's what we really want to keep praying for you and your staff and everyone involved with Extreme.
We believe in providing the covering because you're on a battlefront every single day where you're at, and it's a different battlefront than most people experience. And so it's important that you recognize that you have a covering, and that covering is very important right now because of what the enemy's trying to do in worship. In the midst of the body of Christ, you know, he says, be wise as a serpent and harmless as a dove. So we're not ignorant of the enemy's schemes and devices. So as you go forward, we want to be sure that you're covered with fastings and prayer, and so that you know that God has sent many angels camped round about you to entrust the next step in revealing his glory on planet Earth.
That's good. That's good, Dave.
I received that. Thank you, Dave. I just lost one of my coverings since I moved from Texas. Now I'm in New York, which is a way different area than what I'm used to. So we're kind of looking for a covering that is, you know, Holy Ghost filled, of course, but also Spirit filled. Two different things. And, you know, that is hard to find because this area is nothing but a, you know, Baptist churches, you know. I don't know. I'm looking for a certain church that is able to cover us.
Mm-hmm.
And that's hard to find.
Yep. You mean you're looking for someone in the body of Christ to cover you, because you're not going to find it inside the four walls. That's the problem. That's why you can't find it. And you hit on something that's very near and dear to our heart, is we don't believe in just getting up and going. We want to be the one that was sent, and that's the reason we went. And there's a difference in being filled and led by the Spirit and just moved by the Spirit. Follow what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
And I think that's exactly what you just described is a platform that the Holy Ghost gave us. And, you know, a lot of people are they're praying and fasting right now for the election. But the funny thing God did to me was he said, you're not going to eat the whole month of June. I said, okay, so I've got a garden growing, and I'm harvesting things out of the garden. And so he put me on a 41-day fast, and I said, what's this about? And he said, this is about breaking the chains of sin off America. This is about the upcoming election. This is about removing the deception of the enemy. And so he would put different people on my heart, and then a lot of times Teresa would forward me emails and things like that, because we were not getting to see each other a lot and spend a lot of time together. It was just a different schedule in where we were. But I learned during this 41-day fast, it's God that keeps us. It's his anointing that flows through us that keeps us. It's his faithfulness that's flowing out of us that gives us this hunger. And Mike, if I could encourage you to do anything, I would encourage you to pray this prayer every single day. Father, I thank you that your grace is going to be sufficient for everything that's necessary in my life for this day. If you just begin to pray that every single day, you'll begin to see the supernatural grace that the Father imparted upon Christ be imparted upon yourself. And, you know, we're going to continue to provide a covering. We're going to continue to pray. We're going to continue to fast and believe God to do and give you what you need to make the difference in the community. You're in the right area. You're in the right area. You're needed in New York City right now. You're needed in New York. Absolutely, 100%. You're needed to reestablish the roots that were once there before capitalism and greed took over. Mm-hmm. And so those are the strongholds that God told me to start pulling down, is the blindness that comes and the sluggish prig that comes from thinking that you're self-supporting, thinking that your capitalism, your wealth is made to who you are. See, at the end of this life, we don't take anything with us. It doesn't matter what we accumulate. But what does matter is when you accumulate the Word, the treasures of the Word. And so that's what he told me to start pulling down, was those strongholds, and to add in there the proficiency of the Word. Because when you lay up treasure in heaven and you store the Word on the inside of you, you begin to sow fruits, if you will, in an area. You're sowing the Word. You're sowing the Word when you go out and you do these videos and you entertain these artists and you promote the kingdom message. What you're doing is you're sowing the Word into the world, and this is how you're going to reap the spiritual harvest into the physical harvest. This is what most people don't understand that are in ministry, is they sow in the spiritual realm and they can't figure out how they're ever going to reap in the physical realm, and it's just automatic. It comes from a supernatural abundance of God's multiplication, and that's where he's got a lot of us now. And you're in the right place to stir up the gifts that have been latent there in a lot of people for a long time. No better time to reach people than at their point of need. Devastation just struck the area. There is a great need there. There's a great need to show the compassion and the impartation of Christ's grace right now.
Amen.
Amen. We're going to take a little short station ID break. We will be right back with this awesome group of people from the Kingdom Missioner Network, Brother Dave and Teresa Croft. We'll be right back after this on Extreme Christian Radio. Alrighty, this is Mike. We're back. Sorry for the short station ID. It's getting pretty awesome around here. We got Brother Dave and Teresa on the phone from the Kingdom Missioner Network. Hey guys, you still with us?
Yeah, yes. Great to be here, Mike.
Well, we was off the air for a second. What was interesting, Teresa never told Dave but what's going on here at Extreme Christian Radio. Dave just gave me a word of knowledge off the air, and it pretty much hit the nail right on. Thank you, Brother Dave.
God is able to see what we need and know what our dreams are because he places those dreams inside of us, Mike. And this is the intimacy of having a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. And that's the number one thing we must continually focus on, is to know that we want the whole world to experience this joyful, loving, compassionate, merciful God that we know in grace through the blood of Jesus Christ. Our focus is for souls. Our focus is to encourage those that are in the body and to win more souls for the kingdom of God. God was such a merciful God that he put a plan of salvation into motion in the creation. He even wrote it in the constellations in the sky about how Christ would come and pay the penalty and the price for the rebellion that took place between mankind and Satan in the Garden of Eden. And God's mercy is so infinite, we forget sometimes that we're created because he loves us and he loves to fellowship with us. And the enemy's painted such a deceptive picture most of the time and makes people believe that it's just so hard to get in touch with God when God is as close as the air that we breathe, the nose on our face. So God wants us to break down the deceptive barriers that the enemy has painted up there. And the Word says in John 10:10 that the enemy comes not but to steal, kill, and destroy. But Christ said that he had come that we might have life and life more abundantly. So the beginning of this impartation of grace is to accept Jesus Christ as our personal Savior, and from that begin to build on the foundation of discipleship and grow in his grace and learn about this loving Father that desires to give us all good gifts. And he knows each one of us intimately. So it doesn't surprise me when a word of knowledge comes forth. It doesn't surprise me when a miracle comes forth. Because, see, what we're talking about now is the attributes of our loving Father. This is his personality. He loves to give his children good gifts. Be blessed and encouraged, my friend.
Thank you, Brother Dave. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Can I share something that goes along with that? You're a man of vision. You want to be able to do what God has called you, and you want to believe God for provision for it. It's going on 2 years. God started speaking to me about a vineyard, and I was caught between helping ministries, online marketing, and businesses. You know, I mean, I wanted to help Dave with the bills, and we're in the ministry now, trusting God. And God kept over and over just showing me a vineyard and working in the vineyard. And he really spoke to me through 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 7, which says, who goes to war at his own expense? Who plants a vineyard and does not eat of the fruit of that vineyard? Who tends a flock and does not drink of the milk of that flock? And it was funny, as I was reading that and pondering that, I didn't tell Dave that I was studying the vineyard and just how God was speaking to me. And all of a sudden, he started calling me his fruitful vine. And I'm like, oh, wow, God, you are so intimate. Thank you. He started speaking blessings over me. And about that same time, I kind of caught a vision from another woman of God who's on the front line as far as media. You're on the front line with Extreme Christian Radio. And she was really speaking to my heart through a recorded video about how God's raising up God's media army, that in the world of Christian radio, internet, video, online, that God was raising up people to be a voice in the darkness. And so culminating this all together, I finally said, God, you mean I can go ahead and make helping ministries, helping messengers, I like to say messengers better than ministries, helping your kingdom messengers proclaim, that could be my vineyard? And you know, I think God's just got a great sense of humor, because I feel like he said, yes, of course. So that has put us on a journey of linking with great groups like you online that are making a difference, Extreme Christian Radio. But, Mike, I share all that to say I know what it's like to be in the trenches. You know, when you're first digging that vineyard, it takes lots of work. It takes cultivating that vineyard, cultivating the ministry, and to cultivating the message. And it's John 15, God just is continuing to speak to me and encouraging God's messengers. There might be some messengers listening right now with their music. They know that God's given them a song. They know even while they were in their mother's womb, God just wove something in their DNA to proclaim his goodness through their songs, through their writing, through their books. And we want to encourage you that which was put in you from birth is, and as you grow, that is God's dream. That is God's passion. Step out, work your vineyard, and that it doesn't involve work. And Mike, I know you toil long hours and making what Extreme Christian Radio what it is. It does involve work, but work with the realization that it's God's favorite that you'll touch, that it's God's touch. You know, we can't put ourselves, any ministry or message in a box. Never forget the supernatural power of God. And bottom line is he wants us to have vineyards full of fruit. And sometimes as we are bearing fruit, there's going to be a pruning process. Sometimes we're just completely going to fall off the vine. And there's a beautiful illustration of an actual vineyard where the gentleman was explaining to this man about what they do when the vines fall on the ground. They gently go through each row, and they pick them up, and they wash them, and they prop them back up. Because down there on the ground, they get muddy, they get dirty, they don't get the proper sunlight. And someone may be listening right now, Mike, that they've fallen off. They've fallen away. And we just want to encourage them that God is there to lift them up, to be the lifter of their head, to wash them clean. As we know, 1 John 1:9 says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness, to be propped up back in the sun, back in the vine. And then as you bear fruit, trials and testings come. God wants nothing. He wants the complete surrender. So he's going to have to do some hacking and maybe some cutting. But the bottom line, pruning, is you see men and women who love the Lord and who are walking in the vine, in the sweet spot of their destiny. Why? Because they're in the vine. They're clinging to Jesus. They're fixing their eyes on Jesus, who is the author and perfecter of their faith. So I hope someone's encouraged, Mike, or you're encouraged, that keep going forward. Stay clinging to the vine. Look to him. And as the tests come, say, Lord, prune me to ruin me so I'll be all yours and no one else's. That I will be a voice for you and not this world.
Amen. You just reminded me about something that one of my friends on our Facebook, his name is Robert, he is also a minister that he fit in for me about a year ago while I was down and out with, I think, almost ammonia symptoms. He covered at one program, and he said, the Christian walk is never easy. There is thorns that is going to poke you here and there. Keep on walking forward and keep on praying and seeking God.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, anyways, I have a question for both of you guys. Ministry marketing can be expensive, but also turn out to be a full-time job. And it can be easy at times. Can you give some pointers or even some advice to our audience how a ministry can better itself without spending tons of money, but getting the same benefits from those ministries that has a large sum of money for marketing?
That's a great question. And unfortunately, in the day and age, you're going to see people that are, all I can say, are prostituting the process of getting a message out. And that's where my heart comes in, because I believe I've spent my years, let's put it this way, Mike, of jumping on every bandwagon and saying, okay, God, will you bless this? And spending money in the wrong places. But I believe there's a foundation, and I think the Lord has really heard my heart for the last 12 months to find the foundation that works. And it's a building block process. And it involves having a solid WordPress site, not a free WordPress site, but a hosted site. So we're talking WordPress.org.
So you can help people do this?
Yes, I can help people do this at a very reasonable price. But it's like this. You want to start with a building block. But no longer do you build a website and hope they'll come. You build a website, and then you go out to where people already are. Where are people? They're on social media.
Out into the beast, huh?
You go out to people who are on their iPhone. So what do? You have a site that is iPhone-friendly. So that's what we've been doing and gaining clients at a reasonable price, Mike. We get them started with a WordPress site, okay, where that's their home. And then we'll set it up where they can take it from there. But the key is we connect, we show them how to be on other places. And social media is very crucial. I don't mean social media where you sit there and every other post you're telling them to come to your website and you're spamming. The online currency for today is connections, relationships, and care. Who should be caring most in Christians? So you find a place where you're not just, you connect with people, you relate to them. My husband David, they don't want me to tell you this, Tom, is a great one for relating, relationship. We have this funny saying now, from Facebook to our front door, it's possible when the people are the same. When you are authentic, that would be another key. Relationships, connection, care, and being authentic. When you're authentic online, you're able to connect online, you're able to show your care. As you connect and care, yeah, you want them to come to your home. Your home online is your website. And there you continue to connect with them. You invite them in for something for free so you can communicate with them. So that involves even email marketing. So without getting boring people with marketing, that's what we've been doing. And you know,
we love helping people.
And Mike, the Lord in the last 6 months said, Teresa, you're not a marketer, you're a publisher. Your greatest, really what my greatest joy is seeing someone who has a message and helping them spread that message online. So at a reasonable price, you can check our service tab, kingdommessengernetwork.com. We not only set that up, Mike, but we provide 6 weeks where someone can watch a video. I just finished my first training video for my few clients that are building their blog. So once we get you started, you go through the training, and you can take it from there. You can learn how to operate your WordPress site. You can learn how to write a post. You can learn how to insert pictures. You can learn how to make that home a place that as you go out socially on social media platforms, when people come to your home, they're going to see a consistent message. They're going to see the same heart. You're real. I mean, marketers call it branding. But what branding all is being who you are, not faking it till you make it. Be authentic. And all of this I'm saying, and I haven't even tapped into the mobile side of it. More people, the statistics of people on their mobile phones is unbelievable. So, for example, that's why a lot of times we will screen capture things and put them on our site so people...
Or YouTube,
which is on our site, then we embed it so people on their phones can take part. Like our prayer time. I have this picture. We do prayer time, and I screencast almost everyone. I don't do every. Sometimes I miss. I have this picture of a man in a New York subway, so you're in New York, praying with us on his iPhone as he's watching the prayer time. We use Spreecast. We simulcast on Spreecast and Spreaker. So it's possible, Mike. Great question. And it doesn't have to cost thousands and thousands of dollars. It can be done, but and there are some people, Michael, will say this, who, hey, I want to do what I do best, and I want someone to do and just to handle that. We do set you up, and at a monthly fee, we'll help you keep it going. So there's lots of options, And that's just, I guess, an extension of my days in radio, that I really love to be able to help people. And you know what? My husband here, we call him the John the Baptist on the internet. The Wilderness Now is online.
John the Baptist. Well, I haven't heard that name in a long time. Well, I have heard that name a long time, but I haven't heard anybody call their husband John the Baptist. That's the first.
On the internet now. There's the wilderness.
We're going to break for a short ID break. We'll be right back with our friends from the Kingdom Missioner Network, Brother Dave and Teresa Kropp. We'll be right back on ExtremeChristianRadio.com.
Wow, this is one heck of an interview.
Welcome back to ExtremeChristianRadio.com. The question is marketing ministry can be expensive, but also be a full-time job. Being in ministry is never a part-time job. Never. If it is, then you're not fully in it. But once you're fully in it, it can be a full-time job. Give us your input, Brother Dave, on this one question that we asked Teresa.
Well, I'm a firm believer in spreading the message, and the power of the internet is fully recognized with many different social media platforms. And you know, a lot of times people get discouraged. They don't understand that where they're at. And one of the most important things is to understand make your gifts and your callings, your election, sure before the Lord. And over in 2 Peter chapter 1, we learned that once we begin to do that, then so a steady supply is given unto us, help, if you will, so that we're never made to stumble. And so we learn to add things, faith and virtue and patience. And so in the social media realm, I go at it in a different approach than most people do. And I just believe that all the time that you spend, it's very taxing, but all the time that you spend here on earth, if you win one person to Christ, it was worth it, because you see, God bankrupted heaven, which is Christ, that we might be born again. So the price for one soul is costly. It's the blood of Christ. And the acknowledgement that sometimes comes back to you, it doesn't always come back right away, and people don't always recognize what you do. And this brings us into the stage of promotion. A lot of people believe that if you're not just rolling in the dough, or if you're not just making money hand over fist, then God must not be pleased with you, because we've heard so much about a prosperity message. And the thing about social media, bringing them from the internet to our front door, if you will, people learn that we're real people. And you might not be the next T.D. Jakes, or may not be the next Joyce Meyer, but your message is just as important, and it can have just as big of an impact in the world in which you live by using social media. I had a guy recently friend me on Facebook, and he gave a testimony about how I had given a word of knowledge over him. I didn't even know that I didn't know his wife. I'd never met his wife. So when I say I didn't know her, I had never met her. But as I was praying, God told me that his wife had a heart condition, and the Holy Spirit instructed me to pray over her. So I prayed over this gentleman's wife, and when I seen him, I took him by the hand, and I very quietly told him, I said, as I was praying, the Holy Spirit told me that your wife had a heart condition, but he told me to tell you that from this day forward, there would be no more heart condition, that Christ would completely heal her. And the guy made no mention of it whatsoever to me. 21 years later, he friends me on Facebook, and he says, you know, when I met you and you gave me a word of knowledge, you had no idea that my wife was suffering from a heart condition. He said, I was so taken back by your word, and I was so overwhelmed by God's grace and His love for me that I never told you from that night she was completely healed. He waited 21 years in touch with me to tell me that God had worked a miracle. So it is in much of our life today. Promotion of the world is not the same in the kingdom of God. And if I could encourage anybody today, I would encourage you to know that promotion comes from servility, servanthood, humility. And in suffering, sometimes in servanthood, we grow in our grace. And the greatest example of that suffering as a servant of God is Christ Jesus. So we never want to place ourselves above anybody else in the body or in above our Master Christ, because none of us are above our Master. So I want to encourage you to use all that you can when it comes to social media. I want you to understand that in ministry marketing, and what you're doing is you're promoting the kingdom of God. And don't feel guilty about receiving comeuppance or reward, if you will, from what you have done. And just expect it, because God expects for you to come to Him believing that He is, number one, and number two, that He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. So don't grow weary and don't faint. Know that God is going to come through and bring the harvest that He needs to produce in your life so that you can fulfill the visions and the dreams that He's already placed within you, because those desires come naturally from Him when you love Him with all your heart.
Amen. Thank you, Dave. You actually do sound like a pastor. Brother Dave, are you a pastor of a church?
I have been called a pastor, but I've been called a pastor, apostle, a preacher, a teacher, more than anything, you know, my heart just—I just love people, and I love ministering to the least of these. And in my ministry, God's called me with a 3M vision of ministry, mission for ministers. And so we spend an enormous amount of time encouraging other ministers and stirring up the gifts that are within them. I'm just so humbled to serve Christ, I guess is what I'm saying.
Amen. How many, this question is for both of y'all. How many years y'all have actually stepped in full-time ministry?
We have been full-time now for 3 straight years. God called me to surrender working with my tools and my hands, so to speak, 3 years ago. And so we jumped out of the plane, and we pulled the parachute called faith, and we landed in a cloud called hope, and God has continually met the increase that we need to survive on. We have been together. Teresa and I got married on April the 12th, 1996, and we felt the calling to launch out into the deep since we were first married, but we actually fulfilled that 3 years ago.
Congratulations, and happy early anniversary, guys.
What did you say? I'm sorry.
Happy anniversary.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I know that's kind of late. We've been friends forever. I don't know how many years. If anybody asked me and offered me $1 million to find a question, find the answer to the question, how long I knew about Teresa Croft and her ministry along with Brother Dave, I can't answer that question. I mean, there. I know it's been over 2 years since I have ran into y'all, and I don't remember at all how I ran into the Kingdom Messenger Network. I have no idea.
That's that mystery called ministry marketing. Ministry marketing. Somewhere along the line, you saw something for free, and you submitted your name and email. And I hope the fact that you've been with us for that long is the key in marketing, and that's what it's key in connections. Is Mike, it's our heart to communicate through our e-zines and minister and share, not spam. It's every time you get an email, there's something for sale, but to minister. Yeah, we do have services. We do have an easy video creation program. We do have training, but it's to communicate, to build trust. So you just saying you've been with us that long really blesses me. because that's what we want. That's our heart. So whenever we offer something for free, we really want to communicate. And that's what...
My prayer list is my Facebook
list. Yeah, prayer list. Just so you know, I got my laptop on my lap, my Mac on my lap, and I'm tweeting and saying I'm being interviewed by General Manager Mike, and I'm blasting your Facebook link out. I'm blasting your website out. That you got a message, Mike. We're here. We're sharing it. You're sharing with us, and allow us to share our heart. So in turn, I'm sitting here on my Mac and tweeting right and left.
Thank you, Teresa. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
You know, they're on Facebook. They got to check you out, Extreme Christian Radio. Our main Facebook page is facebook.com/ Teresa M. Croft. That's Teresa with an H. That's where we pretty much host. But and you know, check Mike out, extremechristianradio.com. We're at Christian Kingdom Messenger Network.com. I talked about free stuff. Mike, we got video series. We'll teach people in very simple, I think there's 5-6 videos, 5 keys on how to use video to spread their message. And all they got to go is the KingdomMessengerNetwork.com. On the right side, they can sign their name and get connected.
Yeah, I just recently signed up for that, and I haven't even saw the first video yet. And
you haven't seen the first video yet? I'm just teasing, Mike.
Yeah, I signed up about maybe 3 o'clock this morning. I think about 3 o'clock this morning. I'm not real sure. I have to watch those videos. And we're going to ask you a little bit of questions about that here shortly. But first, tell us a little bit about your mobile website. We have a tons of listeners here that is worldwide that, you know, they're keep on, you know, keeping away from the office or at home. They're always traveling. Can you talk a little bit about your mobile website and how they can get logged on?
Well, it's at the KingdomMessengerNetwork.com. What's amazing, what I told you about this platform called WordPress, not the free WordPress.com thing, but the WordPress.org, we host our website there. Out of the box, that platform is unbelievable. It has a mobile application, so if someone were to type in KingdomMessengerNetwork.com, there's a mobile site that will flash up into their phone. They can go back to the regular format, too, where it looks like a regular website. But that's just the beauty, and what we believe is the foundation that people need to spread their message is a WordPress site. A solid email marketing, that's where you offer something for free. Mike said he's been on our list for 2 years. We communicate. And then an active social media plan. You got to go where people are. If you can't just get a website up and expect people to come, you got to go out and communicate and care and be authentic. So you wrap that up with a solid site, email marketing where you're communicating, and a powerful social media. Then when you add other pieces like video, oh my, those just bolster whatever you're doing. Google owns YouTube. Google loves video. So if you were to search some of your keywords, which we get into search engine optimization, which we can do for you, and you Google a certain phrases, you want your videos, little thumbtacks, or you know what they call them, those little where you go to Google, and right away you see a little thumbnail sketch and it's your video, that's like gold. People are more likely to click those than anything else. Like I'm searching, I'm going to Google social media prayer and see if any of our videos show up. That's ministry marketing. We used to dominate the same ministry marketing. So that's our heart, to help people use all those. And the amazing thing is once you get that solid foundation, Mike, it's doing a video is not that difficult. In fact, even if you don't want to be in the video, I offer easy video creation. I actually teach you with 2 little webinars on how to use that. That's our heart, and not charging thousands and thousands of dollars, but teaching skills if you want to learn it. And then there's others, all they want to do is what they do best.
like I have that author. All she wants to do is write the books and let someone else handle the online stuff. So that's our heart, to help you spread your message. And then, as you know, Pastor Dave, with him on team, is we want to equip you to fulfill what God's called you. No better way to equip you than with the Word of God.
Amen. Got a trick question for both of y'all. What do you think about ministry marketing and chat rooms like Yahoo Chat, MSN Chat, AOL Chat? What do you think about that?
Well, personally, I don't go into the chat. I think there's a strategy called forums where you can go in and make friends and lead people to your website. But I think the main area is, what are the platforms where most people are? And hands down, it's Facebook and Twitter. If you use
YouTube,
but if you use that properly, what I mean properly is you're communicating, you're establishing relationships, you're connecting, you're not every post saying something about your product or service. That, to me, is what needs to be done. And of course, you know, why instant message? Then you're taking away from the idea of being able to connect with people. I don't know. Dave may have another thought on that.
No, I don't care for it at all. I don't care for the chat at all. I just know a friend of mine got in some serious trouble trying to learn how to do things from a chat instead of getting the proper training that he needed. So I'll just leave it at that.
Okay, thank you for the heads up on that one. Because just recently I went in and chat for, you know, for an hour and keep on posting our link.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, the response back was only two actually showed up. I'm like, well, that's really nothing. That was a waste of, you know, almost an hour. But when you think about those two, and I have no idea where they came from, except the Yahoo chat or where I was at. It wasn't a waste of time, because that was two extra listeners that we've gained.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm praising. Go ahead, Teresa.
Let me do with this.
Exposure.
And anyone who listens and enjoys Christian, Extreme Christian Radio, they need to go over to Facebook and like their page. Now, I just started with my page that says Teresa M. Croft. And this is the key, the reach that you can get. Okay, with only, I think I have 100, I'm just under 200 likes. Okay, I just got started. But this is the reach. I can reach 155,000 friends of fans just out of 192 likes, Mike. So the reach, and then not only do you want people to like, you want them to talk about your page. The more people talk about your page, then that is a reach. So the way I look at it, you go where it's already, you go where people are. People are not on chat rooms today. People are on Facebook and Twitter. And then the Facebook page has built in a capability for you to reach people like you never imagined you could reach. One of my coaches, that's what she does. She communicates on her Facebook page and her Twitter. And her reach is in the millions, because not just because she has hundreds of thousands liking her, but people are talking about her, and that reach. Just imagine your friend's got 600 friends, and that friend has 700 friends, and you start talking, and then all their friends get exposed to what you're saying. I think you're getting the idea.
Yeah.
And I'm not promoting Facebook as like, but I'm just saying, if you want to share your message, you do have to use where people are, and hands down, right now, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, that's where people are.
And can you tell us what your Twitter screen name is?
Yeah, it's Video. I actually have four of them, but my main one is Video Ministry, twitter.com/Video Ministry. And David, you can find him, twitter.com/FileBrandDave.
Alrighty, and I'll be adding y'all here after our interview.
Great.
Yeah, keep on promoting this for us, and I'm keep on promoting y'all. I mean, we need to work side by side to get this word of God out. I mean, time is cutting short. We don't have that much time on earth, guys.
That's why I put the word network into the, you know, I really prayed, because what I did, I used to have too many blogs, and under some training, I realized that that was defeating myself. So I said, Lord, I want to put Firebrand Ministry, I want to put Ministry Marketing Strategies, I want to put Freedom to Serve God under one banner, and I just really felt like it were a network. So, and I like the idea of building the kingdom of God, and I took the word ministry out, because so often ministry seems to have a negative connotation, or ministry, it walks in the spirit of poverty. And so the Lord gave me the word messenger, because ultimately, whether you call yourself a plumber or a preacher or a housewife, as Jesus lives in us, as Dave says, we have a message. We want to be a light shining on a hill. You, my friend, are a messenger. You're listening right now and you're saying, oh, man, I work at the bank. You, my friend, are a messenger. You may have a ministry. You may write books. Yes, you are a messenger. Extreme Christian Radio, every single day, Mike, through songs, through interviews like this, you are a kingdom messenger. And we believe messengers need to be celebrated and not just tolerated. And that's our heart over at the KingdomMessengerNetwork.com. We do morning prayers every morning on the video. Every Friday night, we from our kitchen table, we do Firebrand Table Talk. And you can imagine what that's like, because Pastor, our Firebrand Dave, will share a word, just 30 minutes. But we want you to come on board to be celebrated, to be encouraged. There's enough negative chat. I'm sure those that are closest to you can't believe what you're doing when God calls you out into the deep. We want you to be celebrated and tolerated, because God put a message in you from the beginning of the world. You're meant to share that message, because someone, it's a matter of life and death, someone is going to connect. Their DNA is going to connect with the message that God has given you, and you're going to have a word from it. It might be through a song. It might be through a book you read. It might even be through a product of your kingdom business. Someone needs to hear from you. So as I always say, speak. The world is listening, and you know what? They're probably listening online.
Amen.
Amen. We're going to break for our last commercial or station ID break. We'll be right back with the Kingdom Messenger Network on Extreme Christian Radio. We're back on the Extreme Christian Radio. We have Teresa and David Kropp on the phone from the Kingdom Messenger Network. Check them out. I mean, they're a wonderful group of people. They will help you the best way they can. I know they will help you because they helped me. We have the highest successful rate as far as a internet radio station is going. 2.4 million listeners is listening in around the clock. That is called a success rate. I mean, we just opened up our second server, now going up to our third server. We keep on running out of room on Extreme Christian Radio. But right now, Teresa, you're saying something about training videos, and I've recently just signed up, and we talked about this on the last segment. Can you give us a detailed summary about your training videos that you're offering for free?
Sure, Mike. Thank you for asking me. At the KingdomMessengerNetwork.com, if you go there, there's a little, you'll go to the right of the page and you'll just give your name and your email, but you'll even see the copy. And what this is these are videos you actually can watch on your computer. And what I got is five real simple video keys. When you're trying to introduce you, we want to make it quick, we want to make it easy. Very five short videos. Video number one, Mike, we just talked the basics. Lights, camera, microphone. Sure, how easy it is to get started. the keys that follow. We tell you the number one key. What do you think would be the number one key for people to watch your video? It doesn't have anything to do with your microphone. It doesn't have anything to do with your camera. It has everything about being authentic. And then on video key number three, we encourage you and show you how you can keep one thought per video. Because as you know, people on YouTube, they're not going to stay and watch a 20-minute video unless you have a special teaching. So we're teaching these videos are like between 1 to 3 minutes. So that thought, we show you how easy it is to have one thought per video. Key video number four, we talk about copywriting skills for video. And what does that mean, copywriting? Wait a minute, you're talking. Copywriting for video means you've got to know your flock's language. Mike, you probably have a target market. You probably have your ideal listener. And you're going to speak. Oh, that's a good sign. You're going to speak to your... So you got to know your flock's language, okay? Key number five is it's no good to do a video, Mike, if at the end you don't have a call to action. We show you how easy it is to do the call to action. As simple as, hey, if you're enjoying this Extreme Christian Radio video, find out more and we'll give you something. Go to extremechristianradio.com. And we have a bonus video in there that just talks about you and where God's called you to encourage you. So it's a simple five video steps, five video keys to help you spread your message with purpose. Yeah, for profits, and yes, we want kingdom provision using video. And you go to kingdommessengernetwork.com, you can go on the right, or you can go up on the top tab, and there'll be a place that says free videos, and you just click on that. You can also go there and find out the services. We talked about getting you started with an affordable service plan. Click on the service plan, and we'll tell you about the BLOG Ministry Marketing Strategy. Yeah, it spells blog, but you know what it spells to us? Be the light of God online. Or maybe you just need to be ministered to. Go to facebook.com/ Paul Brand Dave. Don't be afraid to share your prayer requests. And we're not just about services. Every morning at 6:45 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, we are on live praying with people. We have people join us. Write this net. You got kingdommessengernetwork.com. Write this link down. Socialmediaprayer.com. Every day we'll put the latest link. So you go to Social Media Prayer, you'll find the link to go to, and you'll be able to join us for prayer.
Now, how long does your prayer time last on, during prayer time?
It's usually about 15 minutes. 6:45, we're usually done by 7. 7:05, Dave says. Lately, the platform we've been using has allowed us to pray and then insert a YouTube video. So sometimes we end with prayer with a song or the YouTube video or praise. We don't do that every morning, so... And it's just, it's neat. We get people from all over the world. We use the same platform for Firebrand Table Talk, Mike, on Friday nights. We have a regular viewer from Australia. We get them from the UK. I know you do, too, but it's so fun on the video platform, this prayer platform. They can see us. We can't see them, but yet it's so interactive. It has a Facebook connection. As they come on to pray with us, we see their little Facebook mugs. You can go on anonymous and be a guest, but it's so fun to connect. And they can chat. So while we're praying, they're doing their chat. They're giving their requests. Sometimes someone will just praise the Lord with us and chat. So socialmediaprayer.com would be a place if you just need to be ministered to. That's our heart's desire, is to be vessels of honor, to glorify God and to be a light, to encourage you with your message, with your purpose, because you may not feel like your purpose, but you do have one, and you're meant to fulfill it.
Amen. On Friday nights, how long does the Friday night broadcast, how long is it?
It lasts about 20 to 30 minutes. If you want to go to kingdommessengernetwork.com/firebrand-ministry, you'll see our latest one from just this past Friday night, where Dave asked me to sit along with him. So that's KingdomMessengerNetwork.com. Actually, just go to FirebrandMinistry.com, and it'll link you over there. FirebrandMinistry.com. That's where we present Firebrand Ministry. You know, Dave, you asked David, who's a pastor, and we started that digital ministry about 3.5 years ago, and he gets that asked all the time, Mike. And he always pull out his business card, and he'll say, yeah, check me out on firebrandministry.com. And so, you know, he gets that asked a lot, and it so startles people that it's a digital platform. And we go all over the world. I mean, I stopped doing it, but I would... Yeah, when they come to our door, but I would sit down and, you know, look behind the platform and say, oh, Dave, we had someone from the Germany, Netherlands, you know, the UK. And I would tell them all the countries that were watching him on his digital ministry. So that's, you know, I stopped doing that because... <so good.
laughs> All righty, let's put the series to a side. One service, Teresa, your daughter had to come in to help you out to find words known as to be bloopers. Can you tell us what happened during that one broadcast where your daughter had to help you that one time?
I'm trying to think. It might have been...
You were lost. You were lost for words where she had to put something...
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, thank you. Just recently, it was at the end of a prayer time, I was kind of choked up, and we were going to play a song, and I didn't know how to explain the song, and my daughter, who's 14 and loves the Lord, I said, Anna, will you help me explain this song? And so, you know, we're a family, everyone gets in on it, we're definitely a kingdom family, and she just beautifully explained how this song ministered to her and how we were encouraging them to use the song to just open their hands and release that, what God was holding them. So, you know, my daughter joins me every morning, Mike. She gets up at 6 a.m. and she's in front of the camera. She gives the good news verse. I think if you read the letter of my son, I shared his prayer, his family prayer. So we definitely believe in being a family that ministers together, stays together. I tell my kids they are world changers for Christ. God has given them a heart and anointed them to make a difference. They may be 10 and 14, but that's never too young to speak, to tweet. We encourage them to go on Facebook. How about that? I'm sure you don't hear that very much.
No, I don't.
Okay? And be a light, you know? I love you, Dave. I'll never forget it. Been a couple months ago, but he's like, Anna, you know, I haven't been on Facebook much. I really think you need to get on there. Well, that's because Anna wants to have an impact for Jesus among her generation. So she goes on there and shares the word and tweets what I'm telling her and tweets a Bible verse. And, wow, you got to go where they are. They're not in the usual places, and many of them are not behind four walls. So we are the church. We go where they are, and we speak life. We speak Jesus to them.
Amen. The spirit of excellence, of course. Well, I want to thank you for coming on the air with us on Extreme Christian Radio. We will heavily promote your ministry. Again, Teresa Croft, thank you, and Brother Dave, thank you so much for spending your awesome time with us. And always keep everybody in prayer here at the Extreme Christian Radio, and we'll do the same for you.
That's for sure. And you know, you've got Pastor Dave and myself. We will be, you already are on a prayer list, but we'll step it up. And you know, Mike, you can always call us with your emergency prayers or just for fellowship. We are here, brother, to support you, to provide a covering, a prophetic, apostolic covering, because you are making a difference. And it's not an accident that you were in New York City. It's not an accident that you've got to open up another server for more people to hear. You know, just know that you know that someone north of Atlanta, Georgia, is covering you with a blanket of prayer, you and your precious family. So, Mike, do you have enough time for Dave to pray for you?
Sure. Go ahead. Let's go ahead and pray.
Father, I thank you that the vision that you've given Brother Mike has been imparted with grace and compassion and mercy. And I just thank you that you're renewing bowels of mercy and compassion and filling them with a heart of love like that of your son Jesus. And Father, I just thank you that he's an extension of your hands, and I thank you that the anointing that you placed upon him is far-reaching, much further than what he realizes now. And Lord, I just want to pray for provision to come in. I want to pray that, Lord, I know there's many right now that are searching for a worthy cause. They're searching for somewhere where they can believe in a place where they can donate, that they really have a sense of security of knowing that it's going to be used in a proper channel, in a proper way. I want to pray that you'll touch the hearts of these people to give into the ministry that Mike foresees and the vision that he has. I want to pray, Father, that you'll raise up somebody to buy the equipment that he needs, Father, and that he will have the best state-of-the-art equipment, Father, to promote and to further the kingdom of God. And Lord, I just want to thank you for his precious heart and those that do support him and those that are behind him. I want to thank you for his family and the encouraging words that you've allowed many to speak into his life, but the encouraging words by the tens of thousands that he's caused to be spoken into the lives of others. And Father, you said in your word that he who waters others will himself be watered. And so I thank you that the refreshing times of the Holy Spirit come from the presence of the Lord Jesus, and these times are upon Mike now. And I thank you for the renewed commitment and the renewed fervor in his spirit. And just as he got saved, the day after he got saved, he couldn't wait to tell somebody about the good news of Jesus. I pray that same fervor stays with him throughout his days on earth. In Christ's name, amen.
Amen.